Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. And my goodness gracious, do we have a lot to go through today. We have a guest a little later, Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources. And you're going to want to check out his stuff, readymaderesources.com. Really can help you with preparation. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, as well as the false flag in Maui. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And I just got to tell you, 4,200 banks are on the watch list. And if only 10% of them fail, game over. The FDIC only has $110 billion to cover $17 trillion in assets. $1 trillion from the banks has left the system in the last couple of months. What does that tell you? That tells you you better get your retirement out of the bank, put it under your control, and back it with gold, which has held its value for 6,000 years. And the banks have caused our dollar to erode by 85% since the 80s. Easy choice. They can do something similar with your bank account. I can send you information on how to do all this. Noble Gold. Noble Gold's packet is easy to understand. It comes to you electronically, and I will send it to you personally. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll get that out right away. You can call them directly, too, at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And I have to give you a disclaimer, courtesy of the federal government. Living in Lahaina, oh, that's another warning, sorry, to the point here, seriously. Investments can carry a risk, and there's no guarantee for success. Okay, that's my disclaimer from the FTC. Additionally, I would say this, ladies and gentlemen. I've been advertising for Noble Gold for 6 years. I've been a customer for five. Hear me and hear me very, very clearly. They're the best organization to work with. They're not pushy. They won't bug you. When I send you this packet, they will not bug you. You will just say, okay, this is good. I got to do this. You'll call them, and you'll find more than likely you'll have to close your own deal. I know I do. So go to DaveHodgesGold.com. By the way, if you do a retirement conversion, just as a way of saying thank you, they'll send you a quarter ounce gold bullion coin. Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, before we go and join Bob, I'm sure he agrees with me. I don't mean to put words in his mouth, but I've known Bob for years and years, and we're good friends. We talk, and I'm sure we both believe this was a false flag in Maui. But I can't jump on the directed energy weapons bandwagon. It is true. I have seen burnouts on vacant lots that are rectangular or conform to the shape of a cul-de-sac. I've seen it. Not going to deny it. Hawaii real estate guy, Jeff, he has done a masterful job. He can get to areas none of the rest of us can because he lives on the interior. They're keeping everybody out except preferred media. And so Jeff goes in and he shows, and I'm looking at this. I go, oh, my gosh, the burn is right angles, and it stops just in front of these really expensive houses, but it melted two cars. And then they were in another location, and they're videotaping, and the cops come up. Oh, you can't do that. Wait a minute, wasn't this 3 weeks ago, over 3 weeks ago? You can't, wait a minute, is this a crime scene? It doesn't make any sense. Why don't they want you sending pictures? And by the way, they're keeping the people in Maui, too, from sending messages. It's hard to get a phone call out because there's limited Starlink, and there's only one Wi-Fi truck in the old Safeway parking lot on Front Street. And people just say, we're not getting the internet. We can't hold our calls. It's like, they don't want you to know what's going on. And the vultures, so I'll say this. Can I prove directed energy weapons? Let me put it this way. We need soil samples. And Jeff, I know you listen. Grab some soil samples and have it analyzed. Because there are chemical and mineral signatures on directed energy weapons. I'm suspicious, but ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't win this case in court. So I can't jump on the do-wat bandwagon. Now, if you put a proverbial gun to my head and ask me what I think, I would lean in that direction, but that's not proof. Can I prove that these people are out to screw the people of Lahaina and they're in the process of doing it? without question. Are they acting illegally? Yes. Did they act with criminal negligence beforehand? Oh, with the water and shutting that off and not with the sirens as prescribed by state law on Hawaii government's website? You're damn right. They did cause great loss of life. And don't forget, John Pelletier's shock troops, the Maui police, blocking people's exits. That's scary. Why would they direct people back into the burn zone? Why? It doesn't make any difference. And those long lines and people got burned in their cars. That's the Maui police. A lot of those people didn't have to die. So yeah, criminal negligence is probably the minimum charge. I'd go for manslaughter. And isn't it interesting that the police chief is also the coroner? Now remember, when he was the critical incident commander, not the chief, but the critical incident commander in Vegas, the FBI took over that investigation. If you remember, they just botched it. They just squelched everything, and they controlled the narrative. And the Las Vegas police people were upset. Some of them contacted members of the media like me to express their discontent, and we got some inside information. But at the end of the day, this man wants to keep the body count down because he oversaw the biggest body count for a mass shooting in American history, 58. Well, now he's overlooking the biggest one for fire. And that's why he's trying to keep the numbers down. That's why we don't know where the 2,400 children are that are missing. John Pelletier, Mayor Bisson. Wow. Unbelievable. These people, I don't know how they sleep with themselves at night. I really don't. You ask him a question, he asks the mayor a question about the kids, and he has his Maui police put people in headlocks and assaults them with their police. It's crazy. It's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the rallying cry for America. And anyway, we're going to be back in just a second with Bob, and we're going to talk about Maui. We're going to talk about other things going on, too, most notably the collapse of America. It's well underway. We'll see you back here. Hey, thanks for joining us today. You'll enjoy the show. Well, welcome back. We're with our guest, Bob Griswold, a frequent guest here on the program, and we haven't had him on quite as much as we like. We've been so inundated people with stuff to cover, but we're going to start getting Bob back on again on a regular basis. He's the owner of Ready Made Resources. In this day and age, when we're talking about survival, his services are really needed. People are doing a lot right now. I don't know that the Lahaina people could have done much more, the ones that died, than they did, because they were so misled and underserved. But there's other disasters that are coming, and you need a lot of Bob's services. And I'm going to encourage you to go there, readymaderesources.com, and look at what he has. I look at him really is the premier guy here, and he'll talk to you also too. See, Bob doesn't probably want me to brag about him. But I don't know any other preppers, major preppers, that you call in, you can actually have a conversation about your needs, and you're not going to get charged for it. So he'll do that. But anyway, we're gonna go with Maui. There's new information out. I just showed Bob the videotape from the Hawaiian real estate guy, and by the way, my hat's off to this guy. He's a hero. He's risking being thrown in jail, going site to site, because he's inside the quarantine zone, where they're keeping media out unless it's CNN or ABC, people like that. And he's going around all these sites and exposing all these problems. And I just showed Bob a rectangular burn zone with cars incinerated, but surrounding vegetation is absolutely intact. And it's just not normal. It's not normal. And we're being massively lied to. So Bob has a research background and the professional background we can't really disclose here on our show, but let's just say he has the credentials and the experience to comment on what we're going to see. And as I mentioned, you know, is one of the premier experts on survival here in America today. So I wanted Bob to come on the air, and I want him to give his take on what he's seen, the things that disturb him, because we just had a half hour discussion before we came on air. He's very disturbed by what this. So I'm just going to turn it over to him. Bob, it's been too long, my friend. We need to get back to our regular schedule, but thank you for coming on. And I'm just going to prevail, you know, and just kind of acquiesce to your expertise here and ask some questions as we go. You're a Christian man, and I know how deeply this much touch your soul. The 2,400 missing kids, the people burned alive, the 15-year-old boy found by his mom, you know, sheltering his dog, that they were both killed. I mean, the just gut-wrenching stories that want to make you cry. Bob, what tell me, when you look at this, where do your thoughts go?
Well, they go several different directions, Dave. First of all, there's the humanity of it. I watch these officials stone-faced, you know, the mayor of Maui, when people are asking, where are the children, where are the children? He sits and just walks them past them stone-faced. And many times these are parents who've lost their children. You know, Dave, I have grandchildren. I have a little new grandchild, Thomas, and I have granddaughters. And I just can't imagine the heartache of what I would experience if something happened to them. And those people where they've had the loss of family members, children, need comforting. This Maui mayor and the rest of the government bureaucrats sit there and just stone-faced walk past them without any words of comfort. I mean, the same thing with Joe Biden. I mean, what demon is infesting these people that, you know, oh, you know, hey, you know, I know you lost those family members. I had a little kitchen fire one time and my it didn't get burned up. I mean, you know, what kind of insanity infests these people that they have such calloused hearts, you know, that they can go through that? I know they have this death mentality. I'm a firm believer that this, the New World Order, the WEF, the Democratic Party, whatever label you want to put on it, is a death cult. I mean, in every way, shape, form, and fashion, they're a death cult. You watch them screaming, screeching, losing it, everything. If you touch any of their sacred orthodoxies, abortion, for instance, or pedophilia or whatever. You know, I just recently somebody was celebrating this person, the size of this person. And I just said, listen, obesity is not healthy. It's not attractive. And, you know, I'll probably get flack from it even on this program, but people just absolutely lost it. And instead of discussing the merit of it, you know, and addressing the humanity of it, these people either ignore it or justify their own behavior. I just want to say this. This is on the other side of it, the humanity side of it. And then there's the you know, the active side of it, whatever you want to call it. You know, here we have governments that we're paying trillions of dollars to a year in taxes, and this is the best they produce. You look at any disaster that has happened, hurricanes, earthquakes, whatever, this is the best they produce. They produce extreme incompetence. You know, they can't get anything done. And it has to beg the question, why do we continue to pay exorbitant tax rates? I mean, you know, Doug, Jesse Waters, Fox News, was reporting that 500 FEMA agents were in Hawaii investigating this. 500. So, you know, I don't know how much a FEMA agent gets a year, $80,000, $90,000, whatever. But so you multiply that out and figure how much that's going to cost just for their salaries. And then on top of it, he reported that they're not staying at the Best Western, which Jesse Waters reported was available, had rooms available for $250 a night. They're staying in rooms that are $1,500 to $4,500 a night. And keep that in mind, they're only giving $700 to the families. Not each victim, the family. So if you have 10 people in your family, which Hawaiian families are large families, you know, they're going to get $700. Where, you know, if that person stays a month in Maui investigating this, imagine $2,000 times, that's $60,000 that they're going to pay for, you know, somebody, just one person, not 500, one person, $60,000 to stay in Hawaii, you know, at the finest of the finest that is there. So it just goes to show we need to start questioning the governments. What do you do for people? At the same day, again, the callousness of it, the inhumanity of it, the death cultness of it. You know, we give $40 billion or $20 billion to Ukraine while we slap the victims of this fire in the face and say, here's your $700, take it or leave it. What do you think of that, Dave? I mean, you've been trained in that. What kind of psychological disconnect must go on in these people? I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. What disconnect goes on in these people that there's thousands of children missing, and it's just like I'm stone-faced silent about it. No humanity whatsoever.
Thousands of children. I want to elaborate on that just for a second, Bob, so the audience is fully aware. There were 3,000 students in Lahaina. I've officially confirmed this. 400 have been farmed out to other school districts in Maui. And this is as of about 5 days ago. And 200 are doing virtual learning, so probably online learning somewhere, because they're not getting internet in Lahaina very well. And so that means there are 2,400 missing children. And they've been asked about, I've only heard one answer, Bob, and the answer was this. They're probably with their parents somewhere. It doesn't even make any sense. So I'll answer your question. What kind of demon? It's the, Bob, there's an inverse relationship between evil and empathy. The more evil one has, the less empathy they have for their fellow human being. And these people are showing depraved indifference to the victims. Here we are 21 days past the event, and the people can't even return to their homes to inspect. That's because they're hiding evidence. There's a guy out there called the Hawaiian Real Estate. He has a Hawaiian Real Estate channel. And he said, please put all this out. So I'm going in, dissecting a few of his videos and sending them out. But he can get to these sites that no one else can get to because he's inside the quarantine zone where the only media they let in are like CNN and ABC, people who will write the story they want it written. The one guy you mentioned too, and I think we're talking the same thing. We might not be. He was asking about the Maui children to the mayor. He was being persistent, but he wasn't inappropriate, and he wasn't in any way threatening. And he got shoved and pushed and manhandled by the police. Did you? Headlock. I don't know if you. Yeah. Okay. So a headlock, exactly. And I reported that as a headlock. He should be suing them for assault and battery. He didn't do anything wrong.
Where's and the one
thing,
humanity,
the one
Dave?
Thing they're doing too. Let me just say one thing. And I'll turn it back to you. The one thing they have said consistently from the officials is they have besmirched people like me and you, people who are citizen journalists who come on and report truthfully what we think is going on, what we've seen. We present the evidence that we know, and we were told, oh, they're all influencers, they're liars, they just want clickbait, they just want this, they just want that. Well, the one thing that they didn't say we wanted was justice. And so therefore, you're only supposed to believe their approved media sources. That's effectively what they're saying.
You know, okay, let's juxtapose this on a civilian thing, okay? So here we have a 777, okay? And, I didn't want to release the gas to fill the engines up, okay? I didn't want to do this. I'm not going to send the mechanics in to make sure the engine is maintained. I'm not going to make sure the oxygen canisters are working. So if we have a depressurization, you know, we're going to do that. And this is what they've done. If you put on juxtaposed what their lack of preparation, and you applied it to any industry. I just picked the airline industry. So I've got a plane with not enough fuel, no water. I've got a plane that's mechanically unsound. I have a plane that the oxygen canisters don't work. Oh, and by the way, you know, maybe the pilots have had a wild night last night and were a little drunk. And did that, and that plane crashed, and you had people, the airline industry was sitting there going, we're not going to let you investigate the crash. We're not going to tell you what happened to your relatives. We're not going to tell you how many people died on the plane. We don't know where the black box is at. We kind of lost it. So we lost it. I mean,
it's,
you know,
good analogy. No, it's a very good analogy.
And what do you think would happen to those people? They'd go to prison.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't just get fired. They go to prison.
I mean, the media go after pilots who showed up after drinking the night before. They might not have been under the influence, but you can't drink within a certain amount of hours. And they violated that. And the co-pilot discovers he takes over the control of the plane. No incident happened, but the media made a big deal about it. And this guy's summarily fired. He's charged by federal authorities. Bob, they're not even holding themselves to that standard.
That's the private industry. If private industry did this, the heads would roll. But when the trillions of dollars we pay government, And you know, the $1,500 a night rooms we give FEMA agents, maybe $4,500. When they do stuff like this, now the FEMA agents didn't do it, but I mean, they're investigating it. But when government officials do this, the police chief of Maui got a raise. He got what from two up to 205.
Yeah, he got more than he asked for. You know, and let me mention this too. And I don't know if you've caught this. This guy was Peltier, John Peltier, was the critical incident commander in Vegas for the biggest mass shooting ever. And that investigation was taken over and squashed by the FBI, and no meaningful investigation was really done. And he went along with it. Now he comes to Maui and he's presiding over the greatest series of fire deaths ever, but he's also the coroner. So being the police chief and the coroner, he can artificially keep the body count down so this doesn't follow him. They don't show any kind of collusion that they brought him in to oversee this disaster.
Well, he was there in the Las Vegas disaster, too.
That's what I'm saying, Bob. That's what I just said.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't understand that's what you said. But anyhow, yeah. So, I mean, the disasters kind of follow him, or he follows the disasters.
He's the go-to guy.
Yeah. That's the natural conclusion one would realize. And Dave, we have to realize also, fire does seem to be the modus operandi these people choose. How many fires have there been recently? At food factories, fertilizer factories, recycling.
200 of these food processing plants violently destroyed, and not one in federal investigation. Yet if this was Planned Parenthood, the FBI would be all over it.
I think since the last time we talked, there have been three major fires. There was an oil fire, a food processing facility fire, and then there was a couple recycling plants that caught on fire. And yet you don't hear anything about it. You don't hear any investigation who's doing it. And Dave, I was watching Steve Quayle and this lady, she had an English accent the other day, and they said attacks on our power grid have gone up 71%.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we are watching the systematic destruction of America right now. We are watching people lose their property, their homes, everything, and callousness of it. I mean, they're the carpetbaggers of the 21st century. That's exactly what they are, coming in there and knowing these families don't have the resources to sit, you know, for 6 months, a year, 2 years, waiting for all the legalities of it to clear up, which are created so that they can exploit these families that have lost not only their property, not only their house, not only all their records, their marriage pictures, whatever. You know, one lady said she kept all her money in her house because she didn't trust the banks. And so all that money got burnt up. So she has nothing. And they know they can't wait. So they just draw it out and wait for every one of these people to become desperate and sell. What did the carpetbaggers do after the Civil War, Dave? That's exactly what they did. Exactly. Carpetbaggers. Yeah. They're the 21st century carpetbaggers going in and exploiting these people after they've had the most traumatic event I think a human being have. Not only did you lose all.
I've made this point on YouTube, but I want to make it here. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I want to make the point about BlackRock. Alexander and Baldwin's the biggest real estate development company on Hawaii. They'll be the ones that land of. Yeah. Well, the governor, and I told you this before we went on, the governor told the Lahaina elders, you won't be touched, your historic district, unless there's a natural disaster, and then I have to change the zoning. So they're changing the zoning, and they're going to bring in this huge real estate development company, and they'll make all kinds of money selling off to the people coming in and whatever they do, 15-minute city, whatever it is. But listen to this. BlackRock is their biggest investor. Vanguard's number two. BlackRock comes in at 19.5% of their stock. Now, what's interesting is the county of Maui, that's culpable in this. The county of Maui is suing the Hawaiian Electric Company, and they're saying, you guys were too vested in green projects, environmental stuff, and you didn't account for the safety of your equipment. You should have had fire retardant, should have cleaned the brush away from your poles and so forth and so on. And they're suing them. Here's what's interesting. BlackRock is also the biggest investor in Hawaii Electric, 8.5% of the stock, making them the majority stockholder. And as a result, they're going to take a hit. There'll be an out-of-court settlement, I guarantee. And I think they're going to use it when all the other lawsuits come. Some corrupt judge is going to conjoin all the lawsuits together, and they'll get pennies on the dollar. The agreement will be sealed, and that'll be it. But here's what's interesting. BlackRock's willing to take the loss on the Hawaiian Electric side for what I think will be an out-of-court settlement, but they're going to more than make up for it on the developmental side. But I'm telling you, Bob, in my humble
Absolutely.
opinion, BlackRock is a driving force in this scenario.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what they're doing in Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
You know, we, the American taxpayers, are paying hundreds of billions of dollars to systematically destroy a country, watch the children of that country being abducted and sold into sex slavery. And then BlackRock comes in, and for pennies on the dollar, they buy up the bombed out buildings or whatever, and, you know, then redevelop and build it. And so the people of Ukraine, which is an extremely wealthy country as far as natural resources are concerned, you know, are beholden to BlackRock forever. And here's the danger in all that, Dave. You know, World War One, the Treaty of Versailles, it so penalized the people of Germany that it gave rise to Adolf Hitler.
Okay? Yes, no question. It
gave rise to a dictator. And this is what we'll do in Ukraine. We're going to so penalize these people in Ukraine that BlackRock will go in there and extort them for everything they can extort them for. They'll call it taxes or user fees or whatever, that you're going to have a continuing civil or military conflict in that country for decades. And all the while, who gets rich? Who gets poor? Who dies? Well, you know, the combatants die. Who gets poor? The Ukrainian citizens are always poor, just like the Germans, you know, were poor because the money they had to pay in reparations was extreme. And who got rich? The arms dealers, the property dealers. I mean, all that, the bankers, they're the ones that got rich. And we see that modus operandi work over and over again. If you could overlay the Treaty of Versailles almost exactly on what I think is going to happen and what is happening in Lahaina right now. You're familiar with the Treaty of Versailles. It so penalized them, they could never escape from it.
Well, the Treaty of Versailles kept Germany from rising up as a regular nation. And you're right, yes. It led to the rise of Hitler. And I think the parallel I take away from what you're saying, this is my takeaway, is the EPA has said that there will be no building in Lahaina for 2 to 3 years, which means no one can afford to wait 2 to 3 years. So all those people are going to be gone to somewhere else, and they'll be forced to sell whatever rights they had left to their land, or it'll be taken by eminent domain because of the rezoning.
Yes. I told you, and they'll get nothing of what the property is worth, just like the citizens of Ukraine will get nothing to what their property was worth.
Bob,
I mean, you know,
Bob,
what
let
a
me
racket.
Let me share this with you. People are writing to me and saying, Dave, why are you so vested in this? Bob, you know my history here. I got in this business for 8 years. I fought against the McCain mafia trying to force myself and my rural community off our property. And we discovered, they tried to hide it, but they discovered that it was a Canamex highway they wanted to put through and not pay us. So they took away all our property rights and hoped over time that we would be forced to move. And we had an 8-year battle with them until we eventually got some measure of victory. So I'm sensitive to these property rights issues that the Lahaina people are going through. But also, too, like you, Bob, you know, we're both believers in Jesus, and these are human beings, and they have been rendered helpless, and we are going to help them.
And light, the light of day, is the best thing that we can do. GoFundMe is, you know, if the money is going directly, not I there's.
Oh, let me
I
say
would
this.
Not
J.D.
support
Farag.
Red Cross.
No, absolutely not. J.D. Farag, F-A-R-A-G, look him up on the net. He's a pastor that everybody respects. I mean, I've mentioned his name and donate to his charities, that he is having to sneak past the Red Cross. They're having to sneak their supplies past the Red Cross that is illegally intercepting them. They have no governmental authority. And then, of course, FEMA is intercepting them. So he had to tell his people in a sermon, don't put on social media what you're doing. We don't want them to intercept us. So J.D. Farag is one, and the real estate, Hawaiian real estate channel, he has a charity as well, too. I trust him. He's risking arrest going out to these crime scenes and showing videos. So, Bob, those are two right there that people can go to that are local.
Arrest or kill them. I think some of these people that have gone in and done some real exposés and showing the anomalies that are going on, the anomalies keep piling up. One of them, he went so far as to say, I've emailed all my videos to a person on a hard drive, AES 256 encrypted. When he got that hard drive, he gave it to somebody else. And I'm sure probably even somebody else, to make sure that that hard drive would be very, very difficult to follow. So it's an encrypted hard drive that broken, AES 256 encryption, I don't think can be broken. Maybe quantum computing can break it. I don't know, but it is very, very, very secure encryption. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see some of these people just, have accidents in there. We told them not to go in, and, all of a sudden something fell on them.
Oh, I got something on that. A guy sent me a video, and I can't track down everybody. I just don't have the time, but he sent me a video, and he said his name, and I'm sorry, I don't forget his name. He was out reporting on what was going on. His home survived, luckily, and he's in the burn zone. And so he survived, Bob, and people came to his door one night, and he said, we were prepared to defend ourselves. They were yelling his name, let us in, we need to talk to you. And did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, he sent me that video. I think he's sending it to me because get the word out for protection. What was your take on that?
Well, Dave, I would use, Seth Rich is my take on it.
You mean the one who discovered Hillary actually cheated the primary?
One. That's my take on it, is Seth Rich.
And he ended up shot to death and they botched the autopsy and everything else. Yeah. That's Seth Rich.
So, but, Dave, on top of this, we see so many other factors coming into play. I mean, to switch gears a little bit right now, if BRICS goes gold, which more than 100 countries now want to join BRICS, and I love, if you're a Western nation and you want to join BRICS, you cannot be responsible for sanctioning other countries in BRICS, which I love that. I mean, because that's what we do. When goods don't cross borders, armies do. That's why all these sanctions do, is it just creates hostility, so armies have to eventually cross
borders. That's the intention. They want to widen the conflict. Yeah.
Well, of course. And then who makes the money? Who loses? Who are the winners? Who are the losers? Well, the losers are the people who are going to be drafted and have to go fight those wars. You look at Ukraine and Russia right now. I don't know how many are dead total. I don't know if you can get accurate figures, but Ukraine has lost so many males right now that, the country will be in a population deficiency for a long time, which makes very, very vulnerable people left over. And again, multinational corporations go in there and soak it up. This is what we see. But if BRICS goes gold, what I mean gold goes gold is that they use a gold backed currency. The day of this dollar is over with. And this is, I think, the long term plan is the collapse of the dollar. And that way they get to all the people who have money borrowed won't be able to pay their loans back. And all of a sudden there's this great repossession of just billions and billions of dollars worth of property. It fits the pattern.
I got a little different take. I essentially agree with what you're saying, but I got a little corollary here, I think we might call it, and it's this. And I've talked to some economists who will not go on the record, but let's put it this way. If I said their names, there'd be a reasonable chance you know who I'm talking about. And they just said, Dave, if I go on your show and say what I just told you, I won't be on Fox, I won't be on CNN, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I draw people to my business with this. So I said, okay, but what can you tell me truthfully? And I agreed to keep their names out of it. And what they say to a person, and I'm speaking of two people very consistent with each other and a third pretty much engenders the same belief. The idea that the BRICS are going to take down America could happen by running from the petrodollar, then our debt overwhelms us because we have nothing backing up the currency. But the U.S. is so intertwined with these economies around the world that if our economy begins to crumble, theirs will crumble too because of the interdependence. And they would need years to build an economic infrastructure to be independent of the United States, and they're not. China's not. None of Europe is. Russia, you could make a case, but Russia does third-party trading with American companies, and American companies do third-party trading with Russia. So there's a dependency even there. And so as a result of this, if the BRICS try to take down America, they're taking themselves down. But hold on, here's my conclusion. That's the goal. Maybe not for the BRICS nations. They're buying themselves time to stay afloat, to rescue their failed currencies. However, if everyone begins to fail, okay, so in that scenario, take America down, you go down too. The World Economic Forum and the Bank of International Settlements wins.
Great reset.
Because, exactly. You have central bank digital currency as the miracle cure. Exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, it's diverging a little bit from Maui, but it's all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same story if you get to the root of it, because the entities that are controlling it have this multifaceted plan to do just what they're saying. And if they do, let's just hypothesize a bit. If they do buy Maui and turn it into a 15-minute city, they're going to make it into a beautiful 15-minute city.
But not for us. It won't be for us.
No. But they'll be showing it, you know, look at the wonders of this life. Look at this. Look how easy.
How they've rescued Maui.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get the spin. Yeah. And so everybody be looking at it. And, you know, American people are such deep thinkers anymore. sorry.
You're saying that with a straight face, Bob?
But, you know, they'd be going, we want one of those. We want a 15-minute city.
Oh,
and, you know,
boy. I got news for you, Bob. It's called Prop 400.
Yeah.
And I was told by someone in the legislature, name not to be revealed, because I don't want this person kicked out like they kicked out Liz Harris for daring to say someone might be messing with the vote. So they kicked her out. Listen to this. This person, who I've known for a number of years, told me that they were voting on 15-minute cities. And I says, no, that's a highway bill. It's 40% highway bill. And they told me that the bill's coming to them about 30 minutes before they have to vote in its final form. They said, we won't even have time to read it. We've been told it's just under 50 pages, blah, blah, blah. So they voted against it, but it passed. And it's going to the voters, and it's being sold in the media as a wonderful highway bill. Now, there's two things I want to put out here, Bob, that I think will get your attention. One of the highway projects, and then I'll get into the 15-minute city aspect of it, but one of the highway projects runs south of I-10. Now, I-10 runs in to Phoenix via L.A., and it's highly congested in the commute. It's a terrible commute. It's like an L.A. freeway. They want to build this secondary highway 5 miles south of there to relieve the congestion. Okay, I don't really have a problem with it. But the origin point of the highway is where Bill Gates has his smart city planned west of the suburb of Buckeye. That's one thing that's in this bill. But here's the biggest thing. And I know property rights laws in Arizona upwards and backwards because I fought this for 8 years in my own deal. They have highway projects, but they also have arterial projects. And what this state has done before is when there is a planned freeway, they'll go around and do arterial street, surface street improvements. That gives them the right to change zoning. And when they change zoning, they can start doing cheaper eminent domain, because then your house is worth less because it's been rezoned from what it was. And what they're going to do to get the 15-minute city in, and I've been told there's also going to be further amendments coming, and they'll probably be more specific. But the way they're sneaking the 15-minute city in is they've given themselves the right to rezone everything in Maricopa County, okay, with the arterial streets next to highways. They changed the zoning. They can force you out of your land and make you move into a stack-and-pack centralized area. This was experimented on in the Obama administration with one of his chief urban advisors, Mike Krulig, the creator of the website America2050.org, which everyone should go look at. But they tried to figure out strategies in St. Paul, Minnesota, and in Minneapolis to force people from the suburban areas to move into the urban areas. And it was just a beta test. They tried having differential property taxes. They had differential gas taxes. And they tried to use these economic pressures to see if people would move over a three-year period. And they found minimal movement. They said the thing that would work the best was to find a way to rezone land to where they could force people off of it. And that's what they're going to do in Arizona, to bring a 15-minute city concept to the entire state. And Bob, what I'm telling you, and I did a YouTube on this yesterday, what I'm telling you is I gave an example to the country last night. They're going to do this kind of thing in your state. They're not going to go city by city and have the C40 cities, which are 1,000 cities, become 15-minute cities and fight that battle 1,000 times. They're going to do it at the state level and mandate it downwards.
Well, Dave, that's, you know, again, going back to the humanity of it, it just shows you soulless creatures these people are. I mean, I often look at Joe Biden and think, you know, he is one step, he has more in the grave than out of the grave. And yet that soulless entity is still groveling for money. They have lost all humanity. There's no humanity left in these people.
He's on automatic pilot for money. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's just what it is. More and more and more. And yet, what good is it going to do him? I mean, you eat so much chocolate chip ice cream. So it's a deeper reflection of their soul inside. And I would say what you're saying is a deeper reflection of their soul. Mm-hmm. These people are not Americans. They have no concern for their fellow Americans. Like I was saying before the program, if somebody came up to me and I was the mayor of Maui, we're the children, man, it would just rip my soul out. You know, how bad it would hurt to have to address grieving parents. You know, I couldn't keep a straight face telling them that. You're emotionally breaking up, but be able to walk past them stone-faced, knowing that they've lost children and not even addressing it, knowing that you're going to take people's property away from them and in a callous term, knowing that you write laws, you know, it goes all the way that benefit China, that give technology to China, that everything that can be exploited for money, they exploit for money. There's no humanity left in these people. That's all I can say, is that these are soulless entities that have given their soul. They've traded their soul, the Faustian deal. You know, you give me money and I give you my soul. That's all I can say about these people. They have no humanity left in them. It's all about them. It's all about what's in it for them. Joe Biden, you know, the big man has to get cut in for everything. And the guy's ready to die. I mean, he every day just gets worse and worse and worse as far as his mental state is concerned, his physical state. And yet, the big man, I got to get my money. That's where it's at. They're soulless entities, Dave. Demon-possessed soulless entities.
I showed you a portion of a video from the real estate, Hawaiian real estate man, Jeff, and I took clips of it and commented on my YouTube site. That's up there for people that want to look at it, early morning hours of August 28th. And I showed you that. And I want to make this point about the cover-up, because this goes to the depraved indifference that you're talking about. This man, the Hawaiian real estate guy, and a couple of his helpers now, people that have joined him, his allies, they're going and showing these anomaly burn sites where cars are incinerated and it's a rectangular square and they leave expensive homes and vegetation in the area away from. Yet they say the temperature had to be 3,000 degrees, yet the plants survive. I mean, this is directed energy weapons. I think we now have. I was staying away from that until now, but I've seen enough proof after watching these videos. But this guy is able to go site to site. Now I have something that aired later, Bob, and it shows the police interdicting this guy in his own neighborhood and driving him away from video reporting that's going on. And they have these roadblocks he showed where they're keeping people out. Okay, you're 3 weeks into this now, 3 weeks into this, and it's not a crime scene, according to them. There's no reason to be doing this. Yet I'm telling you, it's my feeling, Bob, that what they're going to do is they're going to keep everybody out so they can't find the evidence that I showed you before we went on the air about a weapon that can make a rectangular square perfectly, incinerate cars, but leave the expensive homes around it gone. And I'm looking at this, Bob, and I'm saying they're going to keep this level of security up until they bulldoze the entire area and all evidence like I showed you is gone.
If it was about recovering the bodies, they have two large military bases there that they could get and train soldiers to go through and, you know, pick up remains and any identifying artifacts around those remains, watches, rings, whatever, put them in body bags, take them out, and make that area once again safe for people who, I mean, people, they've lost their homes. Don't you get it? Soulless entities. These people have lost their homes. They've lost family members. This is the only tie they have to the reality they once knew was that home. And there might be things in that home that are still salvageable that they want to get. I mean, I would want to get my family photos. I would want to get any jewelry. I mean, anything that's there that would tie me to the one life I once knew, you're going to want to get it. People are going to want to go and look. That's the humanity part of it, Dave. That's the part that says these people are human beings. They've suffered intensely. Yeah. They've lost loved ones, lost of every personal thing on this planet that they had. Let them at least have some satisfaction in going back. No, we don't do that. We're just going to block it all off and put these people in limbo, staying in shelters or wherever they're staying, relatives or whatever.
Oh, they can't even get FEMA assistance. They're being told they have to apply for renter's insurance. And that takes months, they said, because of the backlog. And it's just crazy what these people are going through. Some of these people are still staying in their cars.
Well, FEMA is staying in $1,500 night hotel rooms.
Well, they kicked out some of the refugees from those hotels to bring in the FEMA people, too.
Gosh, the callousness of that, what that looks like. That in and of itself, Dave, you're a psychologist. You tell me. If I know there's a group of people suffering over there and I've been brought in to help go through and process all the suffering and injury, but I'm staying in a $2,000 a night hotel room while these people are staying in cars, what does that say about me? That I can do that while these people are absolutely destitute of everything they've ever known?
I can tell you what it says about our country. I'll sum it up in two words. Fourth Reich.
Yeah. So
we're living through the Fourth Reich. Jim Morris, before he passed away, told me that he wrote a book called The Fourth Reich. And he says, I see so much evidence of it. And I just got to wonder what Jim is thinking now as he looks down. Just absolutely shocking how depraved we are. Do you know what, though, Bob? I'm going to tell you this. I used to teach body language to my sociology students. I was trained in it. So we talked about interpersonal communication. I would teach, you know, telltale signs of body language. And we used a lot of politician video analysis. When Biden walked out, if people will turn off the sound, the no comment that drove everybody crazy, what do you think about the rising death toll in Maui, said the Bloomberg reporter. And he goes, do you have any comment? No, no comment. And people went nuts on that statement, and they should have. But if you turn the sound off and go back and look at it and slow it down and look at his face, and I've done this, first his palms start to go up. That means I'm bewildered and surprised. His eyebrows raise, bewildered and surprised, and he kind of leaned back like he was shocked. Bob, I don't think he knew what had happened. Remember, he was on vacation on the beach.
And he went on vacation after he left.
I think this was done independently of him, and he had no idea. That's my conclusion.
He went on vacation after he left. He was on vacation to come there. And then when he left there, he went on vacation, I think, to Las Vegas or something, some resort out there. So,
yeah. And then we get this decrepit moron that falls asleep when he's with the victims.
Yeah. And talks about his Corvette almost getting burnt and his cat. Like I said, soulless entities. They have no humanity left in them, Dave. That's the thing. There's no humanity left in these people. Because anybody with any humanity at all would be working in every way to try to normalize these people's lives. You know, anything, let them back in. We're going to clean it up. We're going to do it expeditiously, get the body parts picked up, you know, and then tell these people, if you find body parts, call, because we'll come and pick them up. But at least start getting some normalcy back to them, and financially assist them, not threatening to take their land. I mean, these people have bills to pay. They can't pay their bills. They can't do anything.
Oh, they still have to make their mortgage payments.
I know. And yet we have people staying in $1,500 a night rooms, but they're going to get $700. Words escape me. Words just escape me.
And the insurance companies are being allowed with denying the, you know, and another thing that's happening too is this is kind of shifting gears, but it comes out of Maui. The insurance companies are screwing these people right and left because they know they can get away with it. These people have no leverage. They have no leverage with the media. They have no leverage at all. So they're getting screwed by the insurance companies. Well, I was told by insurance people, as long as 6 months ago, Dave, when did you sign up for your last policy? I told them. They said, wait till you get the next one. I said, why? They said, have you seen what's happened to Lifespan? And this is where I found out about it, was from the actuary people in life insurance that were contacting me. And I said, well, what's happened? Well, we've gone from an average lifespan of 79 to 76. We're paying out death claims. Unbelievable. We're losing our ass over this. Excuse my French. And I said, well, what does that mean? He goes, it means we're going to screw you in every other area. And now Farmers and State Farm aren't going to pay off on disaster claims. Farmers isn't going to cover insurance. They're not doing quotes over the phone. I could go on and on, but let me tell you what they told me the main cause was. What do you account the death curve for? We're not at war, not yet. And they said, Dave, we're at war. It's called vaccines. The vaccine deaths are incredible. Yes, it's being covered up and reclassified. You die of myocarditis. They're not trying to link it back into a vaccine, but they said it's the vaccines. They've lowered the lifespan in this country by 3 years, and now we're paying through the nose in other areas of our insurance to make up for it.
And you remember at the beginning of COVID, everything was COVID.
Yes, exactly.
Excuse me. I mean, if you got bit in half with a shark, died of COVID.
Gunshot wound to the head. It was COVID. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, nothing is COVID related. Nothing. Go back to the humanity of it. It's just soulless creatures that are running these shows, and the American people are going to absolutely pay for it. One thing I want to encourage people to do is to learn a little bit from this. You know, if you do not have fire suppression in your home, not that would have helped Maui, not a lot would have helped. But, you know, you need a lot of prepping. People have food, they have water, they have this, that, the other thing, guns, gold, whatever. But you really need to have fire suppression in your home. Fire blankets, I think Amazon sells them for $20 each. If you grease fire in your stove, you can put it out. You can get the standard fire extinguisher. Just a word of warning. If you use one of those standard powdered fire extinguishers, it will make an extreme mess. Halotron fire extinguishers use gas. They're more expensive, but you can put them in your house. Halotron. It's a gas that doesn't support combustion, takes the oxygen away, so you suppress the fire that way. But if you don't have fire suppression in your home,
do you sell any of those products?
No, I don't. I'm just encouraging people, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever, to go down and get those fire blankets. Really work well. So if you have a grease fire, which is a high percentage of fires in a home, you know, don't throw water on it. It'll make it worse. That fire blanket, you just pull it out and lay it over top, and it robs the oxygen and you don't want to have happen to you what happened to these people in Maui, and that's to have your house burned down.
Yeah, I agree. Bob, we're almost out of time, so we got to do this quickly. You took away my last question about preparation. It's like we're like an old married couple that's finishing each other's sentences. But anyway, what I wanted you to do is, we don't have time to go into a lot of products here, but you have one of the premier stores in the country, and I want you to tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Well, they can call me, and if I'm in the office, I'll take your call, 800-627-3809. You can speak to my son also, Joshua, pretty knowledgeable young man, 800-627-3809, or go to, readymaderesources.com, all one word, readymaderesources.com. And I just want to say this, Dave, this, what's happened there just absolutely shows the need for night vision and radio communication. You know, satellite phones, okay, but you can't gain intelligence. I can listen to people in Maui talk and they tell me what's going on. I get direct information out of Maui and I can send information back. You cannot do that with a sat phone. And then night vision is you want to be able to see what's going on.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. You're exactly right. ReadyMadeResources.com. So, the number there is on the screen prominently placed, and you'll see a lot of the good products. And like I said, Bob and Joshua will be happy to talk to you. That's not common. Bob, thanks so much for joining us at this most difficult time and for the sensitivity you're showing in this subject. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye. Take care.